This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Given the context, if I'm hearing you correctly, there has to be wisdom, though, in the approach. You know, given what part of the world you're in, your circumstances, not everyone is in the same situation, almost, you know, dar al-mafsada ta'ti qabla jalb al-manfa'a. Taking wisdom in that process, especially within the household, because I'm sure the parents care as much about the cause of Gaza as much as the kids, but obviously they're, you know, each party is expressing it in a different way.
Yes, so recklessness is not courage. Courage is done for the right reasons and channeled in the right ways, because it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of yourself. Let's be clear here that there were times where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by his companions and they thought that he should take a stronger approach, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, come on, like just take him out. What are you afraid of, right? Someone might mistakenly say, what are you afraid of? Why don't you take him out? It's not wise. Despite all the harm that he's done, no, it's not wise. It's going to harm the message. Hudaybiyah. By the way, we hear about how Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was coming to the Prophet ﷺ, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a man who has a divine connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he's naturally inspired towards the truth. And what was he saying? Alasna ala al-haq ya Rasulullah. Aren't we on the truth? Why are we doing this? Why are we accepting this? We should do this instead. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw the long term with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the majority of companions felt more like Umar than they did Abu Bakr in that moment. The majority of companions did not want to exit their ihram. And the Prophet ﷺ has to ask Salama radiallahu anha for advice, or he asks Salama for advice, what do I do? And she says, you know, basically exit your ihram and sacrifice, and they'll follow along. They're still holding out hope in the last moments. And they were so upset. SubhanAllah, like, it's often the little details of the hadith that catch you. They were so upset that while they were shaving each other's heads, they were cutting their heads because their hands were rough because they were upset. So they were causing each other to bleed because they were so mad about having to get out of ihram. It wasn't a happy feeling, right? To accept those terms, but it was the best thing that happened for them. So you give and you withhold for the sake of Allah. You move and you stay for the sake of Allah. And that means considering the consequences, considering the circumstances, doing proper shura, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You put shura before tawakkul, consultation before taking a course of action and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that course of action. You consult people. You consult rational, righteous voices, and often those that love you the most. So courage can easily become a display of arrogance. Can easily become about yourself. You know, we live in the age of social media activism that has its pros, it has its cons. Because for many people, I'm going to chant as long as the phone is on. I will engage to the extent that I can portray that engagement. I will work to the extent that other people can appreciate that work. I will raise my voice. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a person who, you know, of the first people to go to Jahannam on the Day of Judgment, of the first people, Mujahidun fi sabilillah, or that's the appearance. Why? Allah raises him and says, what did you put forward? He says, Qataltu wa qutilt fi sabilik. I fought and I was killed in your way. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, no, kadhabt. You did that, you're lying. You did that so that people would say, Shuja', mashallah, he's courageous, he's brave. That's why you did that. You did that so people would call you brave. And how beautiful is it to be called brave and courageous? But you weren't doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's an intention aspect, there's a consultation aspect, there's a wisdom aspect. Being calculated does not mean being cowardly. Being calculated does not mean being cowardly. Being calculated means being wise, weighing things. And subhanAllah, just wisdom, you know, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he gives the description, right? Wisdom, hikmah comes from al-hikmah. Right? It's like the reins of the horse. You can have a strong horse, but you got to be able to rein that horse in and direct that horse properly. Otherwise, if you have a wild horse, he's going to throw you off and trample you or get lost. So you got to know how to rein your horse in. That's hikmah, that's wisdom. So have a strong horse, but rein your horse in with wisdom. And that comes through sincere intention, sincere consultation wisdom, and calculation, which is all not contradictory to courage at all.